Lucy, and today you're going to listen to a podcast about rowing. Rowing is a more uncommon sport, I would say, that is discussed and even played. You hear a lot about soccer or football or basketball, but you don't really hear a lot about rowing. So I thought I would give you a crash course on the basics. First, we can talk about the boats that are used. There are many different types of boats with many different variations, but there are two main differences between two main groups of boats. The first one being sweeping boats and the second being sculling boats. Sweeping boats mean that each person that is in the boat has one oar that they're responsible for. In sculling boats, each person is responsible for two oars, but the oars are much smaller than the sweeping oars. So the first boat is an eight, and in an eight, there are eight people, and each person has one oar, so that makes it a sweeping boat. There are also fours, which have four people, and each person has one oar, and twos, with two people and two oars, and then we get into sculling boats. And that, again, is where each person has two oars. So there's a quad, and that's where there's four people, but eight oars. So oars are doubled. There are also doubles with two people, four oars, and a single with one person and two oars. There are also sometimes eights that can be sculling boats, but usually this is not as common since that means there would be 16 oars, and that's a lot to keep track of. Then we can go on to get a little more in depth with oars. As I said before, sweeping oars means that each person has one oar. So that oar can either be a starboard oar or a port oar. Starboard oars are just a certain direction in which the oar is facing. So we switch off. So if it was an eight, four people in the boat would have starboard oars and four people would have port oars. We don't call them left and right because there's also a coxswain in the boat, and it gets confusing if the coxswain is facing a different direction than the rowers and the coxswain is trying to give orders. For sculling, you use two oars, and so you have a starboard and a port oar, one in each hand. And so that's just a little overview of oars. Now we can go a little more in depth with the roles in the boat. As I mentioned briefly before, there's a coxswain, and what a coxswain does is sit in either the front or the back of the boat and basically gives orders to the rowers and steers the boat and figure out where we're going, how fast we're going, if we need to speed up, slow down, if we're going to collide with another boat, how to fix that. And so I actually have a brother, and he is a coxswain on my rowing team. So I'm going to bring him in to explain a little bit more about what coxswains do. Please state your name and your grade.
Bing, sixth grade.
Can you please tell us what it's like to be a coxswain?
Of course. As a coxswain, I am basically in charge of the team. I give calls to the rowers and lead the warm-ups on the water. I give orders to maneuver the boat. I do this so that the rowers can focus on rowing and their technique. One other job I have is to launch the boat and to figure out the best way to dock it.
Thank you for your time. Another role that we have when rowing are the different rowers in which seat they are in. We count off the seats with the highest number closest to the coxswain. So an example of this could be a four boat with four people. They'd be listed and given numbers. So numbers 1 through 4. Number 4 would be closest to the coxswain well, one is farthest away, but one is actually in the front of the boat, even though they're facing the opposite direction. Four then sets the pace for the boat, and so does three. And then seats one and two are like the muscle, and they power through, and they really are just giving their full muscle and power and everything like that. That leads us into what we call regattas. A regatta is just another word for a competition or race. In the fall season, we have 5K races and 6K races. In the spring season, we have 2Ks, which are sprints. So in 5Ks and 6Ks, it's long distance and you're usually going at a constant rate. Definitely still at race pace, just a little bit slower than you would be going in a 2K where it's more of a sprint. We prepare for those by obviously rowing on the water, but also using what we call a rowing machine or an erg. We use these most for conditioning, and we can do 20-minute tests, which basically gets us to around a 5K. We do 6K tests, 2K tests, and these really all tell us our splits. And that's the average time for a 500-meter race. So in a 2K, your split would be lower than if you were doing a 5K. The lower the number, the better and the faster you're going. So that basically gives you an overview of all the little things that we do in rowing. And I know it's not everything, and there's definitely a lot more, but this is the crash course on rowing 101.